It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Ariana Grande, well, she found out something not good. She's allergic to tomatoes. Tomatoes, yeah. She was supposed to do a couple of shows, one of them, I believe, in Tampa, Florida this past day or a day or so ago, and she had to cancel, and now we know why. It's because she had an allergic reaction after she had some tomatoes.
That is so random.
Now, thank God, as far as I know, I'm knocking on wood right here, I don't have any allergies. I don't think I've ever had an allergic reaction to anything, but from what I've heard, depending on the severity of something and the food you're eating and what your reaction to it is, like sometimes you eat something and your throat can start to close up and you can't breathe. I mean, that'd be the scariest thing in the world.
Yeah, there are people that have severe allergies like that.
I want to know, 833-JOE-ALEX, what, like, are you allergic to and, like, how'd you find out? What was it like? Were you eating a piece of chicken? Then you started, like, have your throat close up. I know a guy that's allergic to chicken. Like, that sucks. No Chick-fil-A for you.
Listen to what Lauren sent us on Facebook. She says, I am allergic to guys, I'll say, swimmers. And so, do you know what I'm saying? So after she found out that she was allergic to guys swimmers, her and her husband had to give up trying to have a baby. So they ended up adopting.
Wow.
I know.
That's I don't even know how that's possible, but that's insane. Liv the Web Girl, you were telling us a story, too, when I brought this up, about one of your good friends who, what, found out this past week she has an allergic reaction to something?
Yeah, this past weekend, she landed in Washington, D.C., went out to lunch, she got some fish tacos, and then about 30 minutes like after they left, she started to get a full body rash from head to toe, breaking out in hives. Her body was so hot, like it felt like it was on fire. So they went to like a minute clinic, and they said she was having a severe allergic reaction, had to give her an EpiPen.
Holy smokes.
Shoot her up.
Legally, when they give you an EpiPen, they have to take you in an ambulance to the hospital, and they had to monitor her for six more hours had to give her steroids. And so she has never in her life been allergic to something, and now she thinks she's allergic to cod.
That is weird. Can they just show up out of nowhere like that?
Yeah,
that's what I was wondering, because I know as a kid, like, hey, my young kid have a peanut allergy, but how old is she?
She's 26. Five.
Wow.
So you can develop an allergy later in life. So she's had cod before. She's had fish tacos before. Everything she's eaten, she's had before. But cod is the thing that she has least frequently.
Uh-huh.
And so that's what she narrowed it down to.
Alex, what if, God, I don't want this to happen to you, but what if you had like a chicken nugget allergy?
Stop. Don't say that. You shut your mouth when you're talking
like,
to me.
Like, what if that happened to you today? You're like, chicken nugget sounds so...
I don't think I can move on.
No, that would be, I just couldn't even imagine. Let's go to Nikki. Hey, Nikki, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. I see on my screen you're allergic to nuts.
Yeah, I have like a sensitivity to them, especially to like, you know, walnuts and pecans. And so if I have anything that has it in it or just eat it raw, my throat starts to itch. So I walk around sounding like a pig for like 20 minutes scratching my throat.
Oh my God.
So everybody at work can tell when I've had nuts and, you know, they constantly get on me about it.
So even though you're not supposed to have nuts, you still eat nuts?
I like them.
Oh, my
They're
gosh.
Good.
Well, see, so I think there's...
That's insane, Nikki. What if it kills you?
It's not. It's a sensitivity.
So is it like an intolerance or an allergy? Because those are two very, very different things.
Right. It's somewhat like an intolerance. Like,
okay.
I mean, like, even like with like bananas, my throat starts to itch a little bit. It never swells, but it starts to itch. So I walk around like...
Yeah.
That's a pretty good pig impression right there, Nikki. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. 833-JOE-ALEX. Want to know about what your allergic thing is. I hate to bring back a bad memory if it scared the crap out of you, but it's so interesting to hear these stories where people had no signs, no symptoms, and they found out, like, I almost died.
Constance tweeted us at Joe and Alex Show, said she's allergic to glitter. And that is in not just glitter, like craft glitter, I guess, like any type of glitter that could be in makeup products, anything. She can't use it.
That is awful.
Wow. Okay. Do not go to a Kesha concert if she comes back to town. I'm sorry. No, that chick makes it rain glitter. Jen, thank you for calling in at 833-JOE-ALEX. What's your kind of allergy?
Hi. I am that typical person who's allergic to all nuts, tree nuts, and I'm allergic to coconut. And I have an EpiPen for it.
Have you ever just go like, EpiPen me, psh, and just shoot yourself up?
Ooh.
Well, I went into anaphylactic shock this last November, and so that is what caused me to go get the EpiPen. I did not have it at the moment.
Oh, my
gosh.
So I
had to suffer through it.
And so once you use that, like, is it done? You throw it away, or do you get to keep using it?
So you can use an EpiPen a couple of times, like two or three. I came with a pack of two EpiPens, so if I use one, I don't have to go to the emergency room. It should cause everything to go down. But if you use the second EpiPen or an EpiPen a second time, that's when you need to go to the emergency room.
Wow.
Well, I'm so glad you're okay. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Live the Web, what are we getting on our social media?
Jackie said all of her allergies and intolerances developed in her 20s, and she's had to give up so much food.
I wonder what that is. Maybe I'm just so dumb to this, I don't understand, but I thought like if you were born with the allergy, it's what you had, not like that it comes on later in life.
Oh my gosh. Tom says he's allergic to electrosensitivity, which means he's allergic to electricity.
Oh my gosh.
Hold on.
Mean?
This is the worst thing I've ever heard. Stop everything. Sam, I can't believe you're alive. What are you allergic to?
Yep. Alcohol.
No.
Oh. Yes.
All kinds? Liquor, wine, beer?
I can't pinpoint the exact. And I don't drink beer, so I drink all the margaritas and daiquiris and amarettos. But yeah, my face is blood red. It'll literally be on fire so bad that I have to get a wet rag. I break out in hives.
Oh, my gosh.
So do you just do Shirley Temples all the time or what?
I usually just don't drink.
Yeah.
I try. I want to drink and I'll chance it. But then, you know, I can tell just two drinks in, I can tell I'm already going to, you know,
have a problem.
Blood red and have a problem.
Bless your heart.
Oh, my God. That would ruin my life. Melissa, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What does your son have allergic reaction to, or at least he did?
To ranch dressing.
Oh, ranch dressing. That's very specific. Any other condiments or just ranch?
Just ranch for some reason. It seems to be the buttermilk ranch, but like now he's fine. He can have it. He'll eat it all over his pizza. We only figured it out. We were out eating. We were living in California. We went to one of our little pizza spots we go to, and he started eating ranch, and all of a sudden his face was getting red, and like it was just weird, but I keep Benadryl with me because I have kids, so
wow.
I gave him some and he was fine, but now he eats ranch like it never happened.
Well, you know what? Now that you say this, I think I might have an allergic reaction to ranch too, which is why I never can eat salad and it's always chicken nuggets.
Hey, Shannon, you're on the Joe and Alex show. We'll wrap things up with you. What's the allergic reaction to?
I have a lot of like new ones, but my worst one is probably celery, and it's been like Chick-fil-A nuggets. So no Chick-fil-A for me.
You can't have Chick-fil-A nugs?
Play the angels.
No. Oh, hold on a second. We just have to take this moment in with you right now because this is really, really sad.
Yeah, it's a rough one, especially when I know what they taste like.
No Chick-fil-A. This is the worst.
Alex, what if it comes up one day, all you can have is vegetables and that's it?
Ah!